Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic community at Stanford University. These are a series of podcasts of Sunday homilies, reflections, and occasional talks given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Chaplain Teresa Plines of the Catholic community. It is the 33rd Sunday of Ordinary Time. The readings are from Cycle A.
What are you willing to risk for God? Your comfort, security, your career, possessions, reputation. How about your freedom? Perhaps even your life. If you could step into today's parable, would you play it safe, like servant number 3? He created a very deeply buried safety deposit box, deep in the earth, where no light would shine. Is that what you would do? Or is there something within you that sucks you into the shoes of servant number 1 or number 2? Those servants were gamblers. There was no guarantee of making back the master's money or even breaking even with it. And the parable offers no example of servant 2.5, the servant who took the risk but failed. So we don't know what would happen if that was the choice that you made. Parables are often like that. They force a hard choice for the listener. Ignoring their call leads to ruin, but answering them can seem just as perilous. For this parable, Matthew most likely wrote about the talents as a condemnation of the temple scribes, those religious leaders who were especially given and entrusted with keeping the Torah, with God's word. And instead of encouraging the people by reminding them of the covenant of God, of God's deep and abiding love for them through generations, they acted like the third servant in the story. They buried the word of God under religious rules too difficult, too complex for most of the regular synagogue goers to even identify with or to keep holy. I think the scribes may have been fearful of losing their status, perhaps their employment, perhaps even their lives, as they were living under Roman occupation. And so they invented their own religious norms. And as we can hear from this end of the story, the master was not pleased. In the early church, this parable was used as an allegory to try to make sense out of the fact that Jesus hadn't come back. If you read early scriptures, it was all about, well, when Jesus returns, and it was going to be like the guy in Oakland who said, oh, the world's going to end like tomorrow or next month. But it kept stretching out farther and farther. So they had to make sense of this delay. So in that allegory, Christ is the master. His departure is the ascension into heaven. And his return, after a very, very long time, is the parousia, or his coming in glory at the end of time. So that's the historical context of this parable. But the parable lands on our desk today. midst of our complex lives, in the midst of our complex society. The scribes have all passed on, long ago having to give their final account to the Master. And the world has not ended just yet. We all made a choice to come and worship today. You didn't have to. I don't know if the 49ers game is over or not. You could have listened to that. You could have gone to dinner. You could have stayed with your family. You could have done lots of things, but you chose to come to Mass. And perhaps we were hoping when we came to Mass and we made that choice that we would hear something like words of comfort from Isaiah and the beautiful poetry of salvation and redemption, or Psalm 23. Maybe the inspiration of Paul's image of the many gifts and the one Spirit that binds us all together. But no, we got this gospel and this second reading and the first reading. And this gospel demands a return from us. It demands a return on the gifts that we have been given. Its message, in very short, terse words, may be, it's time to pay up. As God has been faithful, so now must all of us be faithful. And just as the servants in the parable didn't have any guarantee how this would turn out, neither do we. We have no idea what our lives will be like tomorrow or the next day. And it is one thing to be faithful when the issues are stark and clear, when you know the way to go and where it will end up, when it doesn't cost anything, when it doesn't threaten your way of life. But it is quite another, it's another responsibility, it's another way of being, it's another challenge when you have to grope in the darkness, when you don't know which way to go, when you are ill, when your spouse is ill, when your child is ill, when something happens that shakes you beyond what you can even imagine, when you're afraid. That's when discipleship costs. And sometimes when you must lose your present life to find your soul. There was once a friend of mine who was a dean of admissions here at Stanford. He held a prestigious job. He made a good salary. And he was much loved by many people. And after 4 years, he left. He left to become a Catholic priest. He decided to risk an investment in a different kind of kingdom than the one in which he'd been inhabiting. There was once a med school professor here at Stanford. And along with his wife, they decided their lives could hold more children. And so they became a respite family for young people in foster care. There was once a mechanical engineering student. And he was doing quite fine in his program. His papers were being accepted for publication in journals that were going to take him far. But he knew inside that he needed to become a different kind of doctor. So he went home and he faced his parents, who who were both engineers. And he told them that he needed to start all over again. And the patients in his clinic don't know this story. They only know that even though they cannot pay any money, that he will care for them and love them. So what can we all risk for God? What investments are you willing to make for the life of another? What gifts are you burying? Father Nathan, I think about 2 or 3 weeks ago, asked that question about, what are you telling yourself that you don't have time enough to do? And I sat there and went, oh, I wish you hadn't asked me that question. But I'm asking again because it's a good question. What are you telling yourself that you don't have time to do, that you don't have enough talent to do, that you're too afraid to do? What is it that God is calling you to do? Christ comes into our lives in very unexpected ways. If you want to hear, as in Paul's letter, in the gospel, well done, good and faithful servant, from a Christ who's riding on the clouds, as Paul describes, either at the end of your life or the end of the world. If you want to hear good and faithful servant come into the joy of your master, then you need to watch for Christ very carefully. And be ready to welcome him when he comes, hungry and thirsty, lonely and unloved, in rags, in prison, in pain. The payout for your investment in faithfulness will be more than you can ever imagine. For you are children of the light.
This edition of Catholic Cardinal Reflections has been sponsored by TNT, Tuesday Night Topics, where faith and contemporary issues intersect. We are continuing our discussion about the new translation of the Mass on November 29th, Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. in the Common Room of Old Union. Thank you for listening to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu. This is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, the Associate Director, Parochial Vicar for the Catholic Community at Stanford, and the voice of Catholic Cardinal Reflections. Till next time, God bless you.